Hello, Dr. Hodgrams. Cassie speaking. Yes, Cassia, how can I help? Oh, sure, you can do that now. That's no problem. Just you would like to do it over the phone with your card? Just reply back to the ones that we sent it from, the admin at Breeze ENT. So just reply back. No, there's no AU. It's just admin@breezeent.com. You just reply to the email that we sent the forms from. That's okay. That sounds perfect. When you're ready, if you just want to read out the card number on the card, please. Oh, and it's for $500 that we're taking from today. You should call and check with your health fund though, just to make sure, because it would make a big difference with the price with the hospital. It's just sometimes people do get called out if they don't know their cover and stuff. Just so that you make sure you're covered for your ENT level of cover. Thank you, please. Yes. Yes. Yeah. 9602. Great. Yeah. And then the security CVV. Yes, please. 402. It's just processing that. Yes, so as long as you're covered for the item numbers on the thing, after the surgery, we will just bill your health fund and Medicare directly for the remainder. Because we're known gap billing. So that went through fine, and I'll send you a copy of the receipt that you've paid the gap payment to Dr. Hodge in a minute. And then like you said, we will just need the consent form and the quote signed and sent back when you're ready. Ish. Yes, if he could stop that, please. If he could stop. Yes, please. Okay, so it was fish oil and glucosamine. Definitely the fish oil. I can double check about the glucosamine if you like, just with the doctor, just to make sure. So I'll say you're stopping fish oil, and I'm just going to check the glucosamine, and I'll let you know about that. I'll email or call you once I get a reply. But I'll say that he's stopping the fish oil today. Okay. Sure, I'll leave a voice message then if I miss you. That's no worries at all. And just to let you know, we usually will call you probably the Friday before the Tuesday surgery to give you the admission and fasting times of the day of surgery. So we do that from Dr. Hodge rooms. If we don't call on Friday for some reason, it would be because we're still shuffling the list, and we would call you at the very latest on Monday morning. But we do try and call the Friday before. No, we only get you to fast for 6 hours before you admit. So even if if some patients have late admission times, if it's later on the list, they're allowed to have breakfast if it's 6 hours before their admission. So we'll confirm all of that. So he can eat and his drink as normal the day before, so there's no issues there. And That's okay. I mean, some of them do. I'm not sure about the St. Andrews one. Oh, good. Oh, that's okay. If he was going to have it, in the next couple of days, well, it'll be ready wherever if they need to look it up. That's no problems at all. Thanks for the payment. I'll send you the receipt shortly, and you can just reply back to our emails with the forms when you're ready. That sounds perfect. All right. Thank you. Bye.